This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last.
Did you know Amazon warehouse workers are not yet required to wear masks and gloves? That the virus is reportedly spreading like wildfire through the Amazon fulfillment warehouses, and Amazon workers are going on strike in some cities, and there have been multiple infections identified in at least 10 Amazon warehouses that I know of, and possibly more by the time you hear this. This is Mike Adams here for Pandemic.News. This is Monday, March 30th. I think that's the date. And I run a fulfillment center too. It's healthrangerstore.com. And at healthrangerstore.com, every person is required to wear a mask. And it's been that way for quite a while. Everybody wears a mask. When I walk in, I wear a mask because I set the example. Everybody wears gloves. We don't want people getting infected or passing along an infection to somebody else, or potentially theoretically infecting a package, although we don't have anybody at our warehouse that has any symptoms. And by the way, we take the temperature of everybody every day at our warehouse operation. Isn't that nice to know? We take the temperature, everybody who's there. So if anybody shows a temperature, then they would be sent home. Although that hasn't happened yet, we're still relatively small compared to Amazon. But Amazon isn't taking temperatures. They're not requiring people to wear masks. There's no question that Amazon is just spreading coronavirus all over packages out of certain warehouses. And you know what Amazon's doing? They're just, when people get sick, they send them home and then they just hire somebody new to come in and replace them. It's just this factory of infections at this point, which is pretty sick and pretty unethical, in my opinion. No wonder Amazon workers in, I think, the New York area are starting to go on strike now, and that may spread to other areas. Because it's, I mean, think about it. Where does the coronavirus spread? It spreads indoors, where people are sharing the same air, the same space. And that's a perfect description of an Amazon fulfillment warehouse. There's no question that the coronavirus is spreading through Amazon warehouses. So what should Amazon do? Well, number one, they should issue masks to everybody. And I know there's a mask shortage, but if anybody could get them, you would think it would be Amazon. They should issue one mask per day per person. And, you know, you chuck the mask each day and put on a new one the next day. Or maybe they have a system to sanitize the masks, which can be done with ultraviolet light or maybe steam or various methods of heat, you know, dry heat as well as wet heat. Lots of ways to sterilize masks and deactivate viruses. But none of that's happening. But the worst part of this is they could be infecting packages. So every time somebody touches a box or a product that they're putting into a box to ship out to you, when they touch that, that could be infected. And it only takes one virus particle on your hands when you're opening the box or you're breathing, you know, you're inhaling around the box, and you open the box and maybe some of the packing material, you pull that out, and suddenly there are virus particles that are airborne because they were stuck on the packing material. And then now you're breathing and inhaling those virus particles. Now you're infected. And we already know that the virus can survive on some surfaces up to 9 days. I mean, some studies say even longer, but cardboard is certainly one of the surfaces because it's porous that would maintain the viability of the virus for an extended period of time. So, my goodness, what is Amazon doing? You know, I think this really speaks to the fact that Amazon and all these big corporations, all they care about is money. They don't care about people. In fact, they'd rather not have any warehouse workers that are human. They'd rather just have a bunch of robots because robots don't get infected with a virus, right? I don't think Amazon gives a crap about any human being in their organization. It's just about money and profit and productivity and throughput. And conditions in the Amazon warehouses were widely considered to be horrific, even before this virus came along. Now it's like a living hell, according to some employees. And I understand there might be disgruntled employees that just have a beef with Amazon, but the number of these reports and videos and complaints and things like that, it's a very large number. It starts to paint a picture of a company that really doesn't give a crap about its workers. And that seems to be the way it is across the big tech companies, just the big corporations. They don't give a crap about anybody. And if you die from the virus, they'll just, I don't know, they'll just pick you up with a forklift and chuck your body into a cooler and bring in the next worker at a lower wage with fewer benefits, by the way. So that's what Amazon has become, and it's really shameful. It's just like buying everything from China, you know, chasing the bottom dollar, chasing the cheapest price possible. So we put all the American workers out of work over the last generation, you know, the machinists and the manufacturing centers of America, all out of work, the textile industry gone. It's all been shipped off to China and other countries because China had the cheapest price, because China treats its workers like dirt. Basically, it's a slave labor state or nation where people have virtually no rights whatsoever. Apple did the same thing. Apple runs basically iPhone manufacturing slave wage factories in China. And the sports brands, you know, the companies that make tennis shoes and sports, you know, shirts and things like that, they're all just outsourcing to China because China is the cheapest price. And China has no environmental regulations that are really enforced. So China pollutes the world, destroys its own environment, abuses its workers, and still gets all the business because it's got the cheapest price. Well, I'm here to say that as long as humanity keeps chasing the lowest price, we're never going to achieve the highest ideals of humanity. A human life is worth more than the lowest wage you can possibly find. A human life should be allowed to explore dignity and creativity. And I understand there's a place in society for labor. And I used to work for UPS when I was in college. I loaded boxes and that was great. That was fine. But those should be sort of entry-level jobs that maybe students take. Beyond that, we shouldn't have adults who are still stuck in these slave wage jobs in China or the United States or an Amazon warehouse. But it all comes down to really freedom versus tyranny. We need economic freedom in this country. We need freedom of speech. And we need to decentralize power out of the hands of the tech giants and out of the hands of big corrupt government, by the way. If we decentralize power, then more people flourish with more abundance and more decentralization of all the resources of society. And it's a shame that Amazon's handling all the fulfillment in America now when, you know, it's clearly become a monopoly and an abusive monopoly that frankly needs to be probably broken apart so that there's competition in America. And Amazon needs to end its antitrust activities, such as blocking the sales of nutritional supplements because Amazon is protecting Big Pharma. So these are just some thoughts to share with you, some things I hope you find important. This is Mike Adams here for Pandemic.News. I appreciate you listening and sharing this important message. And you can find more of my work at naturalnews.com or Pandemic.News. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store. so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.